Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Dungeon Cast. I'm Brian.
And I'm William.
This is the podcast where we talk about everything Dungeons and Dragons.
And today we are covering Dragon Turtles. Hey Brian.
Hey Will.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, man.
It's finally
getting
a little cooler here at the studio.
Yeah, like
a little bit,
a couple degrees. So like we insulated, and it's all thanks to the help with the people on Patreon to help us like make the studio a better place. We have lots of renovations that we want to do in the future. But when it's 110 degrees outside and you're able to cool your studio by 15 degrees,
it's still hot as balls.
Yeah,
that's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Speaking of Patreon, you have voted. And you have received. That's right. Today's episode was decided by our kind patrons over on Patreon.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We are going to try and have a patron-voted topic once a month. So if you want in on partially controlling the words coming out of mine and Brian's mouths, get over to Patreon, become a patron, and start nominating topics and voting.
Yeah, we do little polls on there, and a lot of people give us suggestions in Discord and YouTube comments, and we do take those into consideration, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to really put your foot on the gas with this one,
you could
subscribe to Patreon at any level to get a hand on this ball. This is not a tiered thing. This is just whoever is supporting us can have a say.
Exactly.
And we really want to promote. A lot of people have been asking for a lot of years for that. And like I said, we do take that into consideration. But now you can really just crank the cast.
It's true.
As we call it. I'm also going to put, I did a call out for a couple things about last week's episode. Did a call out for what you guys want to be called. You know,
our legion
of listeners, if you will.
Yeah. Did you get feedback?
I did get good feedback.
Okay.
I got a lot of good suggestions, but it made me think,
yeah,
why don't I put this in the Patreon as a poll too?
Okay, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I got some really good ideas.
I would like
from
to hear them.
Too. People in the Discord, people on YouTube, maybe even people. We don't look at the social media anymore, but maybe stuff came through. We'll have to talk to our social media manager on that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll put that one in Patreon. I think all the suggestions we got will become nominations for what goes on the poll.
I'm into it. But now it's time to talk about Dragon Turtles.
Dragon Turtles.
Brian, I know it is well documented on this show how much I love dragons and everything draconic. But did you know that I also love turtles?
Yeah.
I'm a big turtle fan.
I did know that. That's a cool segue. Because like, I love turtles and tortoises specifically.
Yeah.
I
think turtles and tortoises are, I just think they're cool. I also think they're kind of cute. They have a whole prehistoric look going as well. And I know you know this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I know this.
Mm-hmm.
But the audience hitherto has been unaware. For about a year or so.
Ooh, unless you follow me on Instagram.
Okay, so you might know. If you have done that, then you might know.
Several of you have DM'd me about it.
Oh,
so
some people definitely do know
that
for about a year or so, we've actually had a dragon turtle living in the studio. Her name is Sally, and we will post pictures.
Yeah, and she's really fucking cool.
Yeah,
I've had her since
she's
I was eight.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know she was a girl because they're hard to gender when you're younger.
Yeah.
I was but an ignorant boy that wanted a tortoise.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we lived apart for a little while. She lived with my parents while I established my life. But now that I'm in a place where I can call home and have a good space for an animal like this to burrow and eat and do all this stuff, right? I've ushered her back into our realm
indeed
of the Dungeon Cast.
Indeed.
She does have lair actions.
Yes, and she does wander into this lair all the time.
Yeah.
All right, but let's actually talk about Dragon Turtles in D&D. So Dragon Turtles are enormous aquatic creatures very closely related to dragons. They're considered among the most dangerous aquatic creatures in existence, rivaling Kraken, Aboliths, and Elemental Leviathan. Some Dragon Turtles have even come to be worshipped by various peoples. As large and voracious as the oldest of their land-based dragonkin, a dragon turtle strikes with its deadly jaws, steaming breath, and crushing tail. Absolute kings of the sea.
So no claw attack, huh?
We'll look at the stat block and we'll find out.
Okay. You know what I'm going to say if it has a claw attack.
What are you going to say?
Big.
Oh, my gosh. It's very true, though.
Yeah.
They appear as huge turtle-like creatures with long tails and necks with large taloned flippers. I think those taloned flippers are claws, right?
Yeah, well, I was going to... Okay, a taloned flipper. So it's basically like a flipper like a fish or like a dolphin.
Or like a sea turtle.
Or like a sea turtle. I guess, yeah, like a sea turtle, but it just has claws. Sharp shit at the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, nice, yeah. Nice.
Their heads have a golden crest down the center, as well as a turtle-like beak, but razor-sharp teeth and frills like a dragon. A dragon turtle's rough shell is the same dark green color as the deep water where this monster dwells.
Give it some camo?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. The shell measures on an average between 15 to 25 feet.
That's 4.6 to 7.6 meters.
In diameter. On adult dragon turtles, and is strong enough to leave it almost impossible to harm. Silver highlights lining the shell resemble light dancing on open water. So much so that a surfacing dragon turtle is sometimes mistaken for the reflection of the sun or moon on the waves. The scales of a dragon turtle are generally smooth, but over time become more coarse until finally being molted. By that time, the scales have lost much of their durability, though.
That's some nice attention to detail about like how turtles are.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
They have patterns on their shells and what is it, chitin?
Mm-hmm.
It's chitinous. It develops over time as they grow, and you see those like calcium kind of deposits on them.
Yeah,
and stuff
absolutely.
Like that. That's cool. That's cool.
An ancient dragon turtle is a mythic creature akin to a great worm, combining the power of multiple echoes from across the worlds of the material plane. Such a creature can be as large as an island, and indeed, legends suggest that many unwitting sailors wrecked at sea have mistaken slumbering dragon turtles for solid ground. Ancient dragon turtles might sleep for years or decades while floating along the surface of the ocean, enjoying the warmth of the sun and letting vegetation take root on their shells.
That's so cool.
It's super fun.
I love that idea that you can get like lost on one, mm-hmm. and then you'll fucking drown to death if it just decides to go. Like,
yeah, or is I guess
it,
so.
Is it omnipotent like that?
Aware?
Does it know you're on its shell?
Well, they're highly intelligent, so it's I think it's very, very well possible.
I hear a man. Mm-hmm. I cannot.
I cannot dive.
Because there's that, spoilers for Last Airbender, right?
Uh-huh.
They have lion turtles.
Yes.
And one of the themes of the ending episodes is like, the main character gets on one and like goes somewhere on it and is like almost entranced by it in a way to do that.
Why don't I remember this episode?
Because it's like
is
the
it
last.
Korra
it's
or
like,
is it?
It's Last Airbender.
Oh, why don't
it's
I remember
it's like the last
it?
Three episodes.
Okay.
So like,
okay.
It like happens at the very end of the show.
Okay.
And like helps him do his realization thing.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah. They're like, if this is something you really want, you can get it and we'll show you how, sort of thing.
Interesting.
Lion turtles were really, really cool. There's a parallel here, but they're peaceful creatures, whereas this seems less so.
Yeah, it's about as peaceful as any dragon, which is not.
Not peaceful.
Dragon turtles are aggressive and solitary creatures who attack most ships and any rival creatures, krakens or other dragon turtles, etc., that enter their territory. So, yeah, they're kind of the opposite of what you were just talking about.
Yeah, I guess gem dragons are peaceful in,
No, they're fucking assholes.
Well, some of them are recluses, so.
Yeah, they're all recluses, including the super sociable one.
Yeah, but in that makes them peaceful, you know, like, because they.
They're peaceful
disturb.
Until you disturb them by walking by on accident.
Right, they can be violent. What I'm saying is their default state is peace, whereas this dragon turtle seems a little more feral than that.
Well, no, I mean, you could say the same thing about the dragon turtle. It's like, it's peaceful until you walk into its territory.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a little biased because of a game that you ran for me one time where our ship was attacked by a dragon turtle.
Yes, that's true. That is
just seemingly out of the blue. I don't know what the captain was up to or whatever.
I mean, it was just he had a lot of treasure in a vault and the dragon turtle could smell it.
Okay, see, so they are just attacking people.
Yes, they attack
for their
anything
treasure,
that
like
yes,
dragons.
They are. Yes, okay, like dragons, okay. It's true.
Got it.
Like true dragons, dragon turtles are obsessed with gold and treasure. The reason they so often attack ships is in order to loot the treasure. After sifting through the wreckage, the creatures will carry the valuables back to their lairs in their mouths. Sailors wishing to pass through the territory of a dragon turtle have found that the creatures are intelligent enough to accept bribes or tributes, though.
That's good.
Sometimes turtle dragons, or dragon turtles, have even been bribed to fight for others, notably working with Sahuagin raiders or powerful marids. Some dragon turtles can even master powers of sorcery.
Okay.
So these guys can be straight up fucking mercenaries.
Yeah, that is true. And that's similar to like metallic dragons. They can be mercenaried.
I believe only bronze ones, and it has to be for like a lawful or good thing, though.
I guess silver dragon kind of doesn't take jobs. They just do jobs.
They do what is right. Yeah.
And it's mercenary-like, but no one paid them.
Yes, but the bronze ones will be mercenaries.
Yeah,
but
they will go fight in your army
for
clout.
But they won't do it for evil.
No, not for evil.
Yeah.
Good clout. Where you kill the other army.
The best clout.
Yeah.
Dragon turtles are stoic. I don't know why I wrote stolid.
Solid.
Are stoic and slow to anger. This temperament, combined with their disinterest in moral quandaries, allows them to get along with, or at least abide, most creatures they encounter. They frequently enter symbiotic relationships with other sea creatures that can bring them food or treasure. That's not symbiotic. That does not sound symbiotic. And they sometimes agree to work for creatures who ply them with generous sums of wealth. That's not symbiotic.
No. I mean, gold is like... They're not eating it.
Who, the dragon turtles?
They don't need it to live.
No, they just like having it.
Right, yeah. So I guess, like, isn't being symbiotic is like, you need that shit to, like, live, right?
No, symbiotic or just means it's like tit for tat, which I guess, I mean, this is a purchase. You're purchasing services.
Yeah, and isn't it supposed to happen sort of naturally?
When we talk about in nature, yes, we're talking about symbiotic relationship between two animals.
Where, like the innate instinct of this thing to hunt treasure is its nature. So, I guess, that works out.
Yeah, I guess so. An angry ancient dragon turtle is terrible to behold, radiating heat from the shell to boil the surrounding water, my God.
Oh, wow.
And any creatures in it.
I mean, that's how boiling water works, right?
Yeah. Yep. And even if an enemy wears down the dragon turtle's defenses, magical storms manifest to shield the dragon turtle and strike at foes.
Cool.
Dragon turtles are carnivorous and will eat almost anything in order to satisfy their appetite, even other dragon turtles.
Oh, yeah. That's true to turtles, too. Some turtles can get aggressive and, like...
They'll even eat each other?
They'll eat each other, yeah. Dang. Well, like, yeah. Yes, they will do that. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I would say so. If food is in particularly short supply, dragon turtles are known to hunt seabirds using their steam breath attack. They shoot them out of the sky.
That's like when you see great whites breaching water, like they're eating birds and shit. That's wild.
There it is.
It's a breaching dragon turtle. No, that's a terrible thing to see in a perception check.
Oh yeah, definitely. Dragon turtles carve out vast territories that can expand up to 50 square miles. They dwell in caves hidden in coral reefs and beneath the seafloor, or along rugged stretches of coastline. If a choice cave is already inhabited, a dragon turtle attacks its current residents in an attempt to take over.
Oh, wow.
Other dragon turtles are only permitted to enter the territory of another during mating season.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, dragon turtles sometimes find their way through sunken planar rifts to the elemental plane of water. These monstrous specimens can often be found in the service of Marids, which strap magnificent coral thrones to the backs of dragon turtles and ride them as mounts.
What? That's so fucking cool.
That's really fucking cool.
Are you serious? Yes. So these are the elephants.
The water genies.
Yeah. These are the elephants of the
of the elemental. Ocean. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's awesome. I like that they're also consent. It implies consent.
Yeah, yeah, they're smart. Like they can talk about these things. Yeah, dragon turtles. I read that dragon turtles are largely unconcerned with the design of their lairs and seldom work to improve them. But they do tend to be structurally similar to the seaside caverns where bronze and topaz dragons lair. A dragon turtle's primary concern when selecting a lair is ensuring that the site is large enough to accommodate the creature's prodigious size as the centuries wear on. After that, proximity to shipping lanes and freedom from irksome neighbors takes precedence.
Okay, that's cool. they want to be near stuff they can go pillage.
Exactly. Okay. Dragon turtle hoards frequently contain quantities of coral and pearls received as tribute from aquatic peoples, as well as chests full of coins, gems, and trade bars looted from shipwrecks. However, a dragon turtle's most prized possession are treasures from the surface realm. Such objects are likely to be fashioned from metal or stone, as wood, cloth, and paper keep poorly in a dragon turtle's watery lair.
Damn, and one of these trade routes, it's probably not advantageous to like seek out shipwrecks for treasure because they definitely got looted by
More so than for most dragons, a dragon turtle's hoard is likely to contain a motley assortment of treasures from disparate locales. Although many dragon turtles simply lump the elements of their hoard together into a nest, more inquisitive individuals take an interest in specific treasures, sometimes seeking out surface world folk to inquire about an object's function or provenance. I got this weird doohickey. What does it do?
Hey, man.
Please.
I know there's magic in there. You got to tell me, though. What's up with it? I won't attack your boat.
It very much reminds me of Ariel and the Little Mermaid, Disney's Little Mermaid, where she's asking the seagull, what is this?
And he's making up just like the most weird bullshit.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like, oh, yeah, I saw this. That's a comb.
Aramag is an adult dragon turtle who lays claim to the southern reaches of the Sea of Swords and Faerûn, exacting tribute from all who enter or leave the Bay of Chult. Traders often carry chests of treasure on board expressly for this purpose. Pirates are more likely to offer captives launched out in a skiff to feed the dragon turtle's voracious appetite.
Okay, so Chult's a 5e place, like a Forgotten Realms spot, right?
It's a Forgotten Realms, not a 5e place, but it's a Forgotten Realms spot, yes. I think it's very western continent with like a thick jungle. I think it's part of the continent of Mastika.
Yeah, why does it feel like it came up? Okay, there's stuff. I went on Forgotten Realms.
Yeah, Yuan Ti tend to be there. It's like a thick, dark jungle.
Shout out to Forgotten Realms Wiki and all the people that work there doing good stuff and helping us do our show. Yeah, I'm not getting anything in particular. Like, why is it so... We must have talked about it recently.
Recently, no, but the Tabaxi, it probably came up with the Tabaxi episode.
Oh, that's cool. All I remember from the Tabaxi episode is the Cat Lord, obviously.
That was all very Chultian.
And the Tabaxi stuff, obviously.
Right.
Mostly the Cat Lord.
It might have come up on the Yuan Ti episode as well.
Okay, yeah. The thick forest, right? Like, that's what we're going for here?
It's
like
jungles. Jungles. Specifically jungles, yeah.
Specifically. That means there's humidity.
Very much so, yeah.
Okay.
Aramag's predation has occasionally provoked reprisal from Chult's inhabitants, as attested to by his milky white left eye and missing patch of shell. However, rather than humbling the great dragon turtle, these injuries have made him more irascible. Those who meet the dragon turtle are advised to pay whatever price he asks and to treat him with the deference he believes he deserves.
That's cool. So, like, they do take on names and, like, rich personalities.
Yeah, they're people, for sure.
They're dragons.
They're dragons.
They're dragon people.
Which dragons are people?
They are, and that's a good point. They are people.
Are there any questions you have about dragon turtles before we go into this amazing stat block?
I'm glad they're not just huge dirtbags of the ocean.
They're kind of huge dirtbags of the ocean.
Well,
though.
They're not just huge dirtbags. Like the other creatures you compared them to, like the Kraken.
Yeah, that's true.
Just a huge dirtbag. It's a sack of nasty.
It's a sack of evil shit.
They literally worship demons.
Yeah.
And devils. They worship both.
Yeah. They're evil.
Right? Didn't Krakens worship Levistus? He's got more of the water based
stuff. He's got Krakens that live on his realm, yeah.
Yeah. And like, who else in hell has Krakens? It's just Levistus, right?
It's just Levistus, yeah.
And maybe Asmo, right? Because hell...
There's no water in Nessus, so I don't think so.
Okay. Took something from Asmo here. All right. But definitely, like, they worship...
evil entities, yeah.
Yeah.
They even have their own eldritch deities and shit. So.
Yeah, they worship Dagon, deep, mm-hmm. hashtag deep like Dagon. They deep worship like Demogorgon. Shout out to Demogorgon.
Shout out to Demogorgon.
Dragon turtles did not come up in my research for those particular episodes.
Mm-hmm,
So they're not necessarily like evil.
Yeah, I like the idea of a two-headed dragon turtle that worships Demogorgon, but that doesn't necessarily exist.
That's fucking cool, though, because you know you've seen those videos of, like, the two-headed animals.
Yep, that especially reptiles.
That is such a cool idea.
Thank you.
Oh, Demogorgon riding a dragon turtle into battle with mm-hmm. two heads is
absolutely.
Nasty.
Yeah.
That's like the three... what do they call that? The three-headed dog? Is that the Cerberus?
Yeah.
It's like... Hades like, riding the Cerberus into combat or something like that.
It very much is.
Fucking cool.
All right.
While we're on, before we short rest, I want to thank Marcos and Mariko. And Marcos is the one that gave it to me, but like we have a plushy Demogorgon on
we
the table now.
We do.
And I was actually able, he sent me a Beholder a while ago, but my daughter found it and thinks Beholders are the best. So
nice. It's hers.
She captured it for a while.
Okay.
I was slowly moving it throughout my house in visible places, so she didn't ask me about it. And now it's back out in the garage.
Nice.
So we have those on the table today. So I just want to say thanks to you guys again.
Thank you guys.
We went to Strategicon with them out in Los Angeles, specifically. What was this one called? Gateway Con,
yeah.
And we had a lot of fun learning about tabletop games and like seeing all that stuff and all the people coming out to like kind of. Hit it up. So if you guys ever get a chance, check out Strategicon if you like board games. It's really, really cool.
Indeed, they have three conventions a year. So
yeah, we were dropping Dungeon Cast business cards all over the place.
I saw
people picking them up. So hopefully, if you were at Strategicon and you're listening to this, I was there.
And thank you.
And thanks. Thanks for listening to the show.
All right, let's get ready for a short rest.
Short rest. Shout out to Team Agoka. Shout out to. Shout out to. Shout out to.
Hey folks, I'm here today to tell you about Visible. Something unfortunate about wireless services, what you see isn't always what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. No perception check required. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. If you're looking for a carrier that is upfront with no hidden fees, then go to Visible.com to make the switch. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save, and you're going to be getting unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Visible is the wireless carrier that's constantly operating from a zone of truth. In their quest for total transparency, Visible wants you to know monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify is great. They're taking businesses of all sizes, cradling them in their arms, to help them grow by giving them the tools they need. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success at every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/dungeoncast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/dungeoncast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/dungeoncast.
We've returned.
Indeed we have.
We are back.
Indeed we are.
Again in the ocean.
It's my favorite place. I love the ocean.
Rolling in the deep. It is terrifying. It is things like dragon turtles existing.
Okay, yeah.
That make me scared.
The ocean in D&D is not my favorite place, or would not be my favorite place. But the ocean in the real world, I love going to.
Okay, but not going into, just going.
Oh, I love going into it. Dude, okay. Yeah, I'll swim all day at the ocean.
No, I don't like none of it. Some of the stuff we talk about on the show is really close to what lives in the ocean. Plus all the pee-pee. Mm. So much pee-pee in the ocean.
Yeah, I guess so. I love the ocean. I love swimming in the ocean.
It's nice to look at.
I love the surf in the ocean, or not really surf, bodyboard.
It's got one of the best sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got the stat block here, though.
Yeah, we do. Let's hear all that. Ancient Dragon Turtle.
Ancient
Tell me.
Dragon
I want the stats. I want the lair actions. I want the lair effects. I want the regional effects.
Well, good news, Will. We got it all baby. Right. And I'm going to read it to you. Ancient Dragon Turtles are gargantuan dragons. Typically neutral. Their armor class is 22 natural armor. That's natty.
I don't pick sides. I'm a dragon turtle.
HP, a whopping 409. That's 21 D20 plus 189. That is the biggest HP pool I've seen on the show.
It's pretty big.
Speed is 30 feet. Swim speed is 60 feet. It's only right. I like how they have a land speed of 30 feet. That seems terrifying for them to like beach like an orca.
Yeah.
You know, and like
and then
run
they
up.
Start moving.
I guess it's only one kind of one particular clan of orcas that do that.
Oh, is that a thing?
That's
yeah. One particular subspecies?
There's another clan of orcas that runs around killing all the beluga whales now that the melt has happened, I guess.
Interesting.
We got a strength of 28. That's plus 9.
That honestly seems low for something so big.
It's a lot, though.
It is an immense amount, yeah.
We got dex is a 12. That's a plus 1. Mm-hmm. Constitution is 29, plus 9. Intelligence, 14, plus 2. Wisdom, 19, plus 4. And Charisma, 15, plus 2. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah,
good
well-rounded, yeah.
Saving throws, I mean, we got
amazing
a plus.
Con.
Yeah. And that's going to reflect here. We got a plus 8 on dex for saving throws, which is pretty good considering their dex is a 12. And then Constitution is a plus 16 on the save. Fuck. Massive. Mm-hmm. Absolutely massive. Wisdom is a plus 11. And then they have a perception skill of plus 11 as well. They are immune to cold and fire. That's cool.
Yeah,
and then they're
cool.
immune to being charmed, frightened, or poisoned. They are also able to use true sight. That's awesome.
Yep. Like
120 feet
dragon.
Of true sight. Yeah. They have passive perception of 21. Their languages, they speak Aquan and Draconic. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Aquan is a subsect of Primordial, right?
Yes, it's one of the four dialects.
Cool. I never remember what those are called.
Aquan, Orin, Ignan, and Terran?
I'll try to remember that for the future. It hasn't happened so far in 5 years.
So.
challenge rating is 24. I should have asked if you had a guess, but because I liked in previous episodes, you guessed challenge
rating.
Okay, ratings.
We'll do that moving forward.
Yeah. It's going to yield 62,000 experience points.
Oh my God.
With a proficiency bonus of plus 7. They are amphibious. The dragon turtle can breathe air and water. That means the same thing in Dungeons & Dragons as it does in real life, which is nice. Blessing of the Sea. It recharges after a short or long rest. If the dragon turtle would be reduced to 0 hit points, its current hit point total instead resets to 350 hit points, and it recharges its steam breath. Oh my God. Okay. Additionally, the dragon turtle can now use the option in the Mystic Action section for 1 hour. Award a party an additional 62,000 experience points for a total of 124,000 experience points for defeating the dragon turtle after its Blessing of the Sea activates.
My goodness.
That is insane. What?
No, you have to fight this dragon turtle twice.
Basically, and here's like a pseudo, like it's a little stronger and it also has less HP.
Yeah.
But it's still a lot of HP. 350 is nothing to see.
So you know how Wizards is working on the whole one D&D thing?
No, I haven't heard of that.
I'm imagining that in these new monster manuals, this whole mythic action thing and these recharge style things are going to be way more common.
Okay.
That's just my prediction.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, very fourth edition, huh?
Very fourth edition, yes.
While we were at Strategicon, Will ran a game of fourth edition.
I had a bunch of 4E stuff in my car by mere happenstance, and everyone was like, yeah, let's play. I was like, all right, cool. We ran an impromptu game. It was fun.
Dope. I liked it, especially for one-shots. I think 4E is the way, because you get all those cool abilities,
yes.
And you know you get to use them.
Yep.
It's not an issue.
It's fun.
It is. The crawls are incredibly long in fourth edition, though.
Yes, yes. The combat is slow. That's the one big drawback.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So we got legendary, back to the dragon turtle, the ancient dragon turtle. We got a legendary resistance of 3 times a day. If the dragon turtle fails a saving throw, it can choose to succeed instead. Unusual nature. The dragon turtle doesn't require food or drink. That
I think
is
that's
strange.
The ancient part of it. So like if you pull up regular dragon turtle, it does not have that.
Yeah, there's young dragon turtle
all,
nearby.
All of the great worm style stuff out of Fizbams have that unusual nature going on. Because remember, they're doing the whole like mirror dimension thing.
Yes, yes, yeah. I do remember that. Okay, let's see. We have the actions now. Multi-attack. The dragon turtle makes 1 bite or tail attack and 2 claw attacks. The bite is a melee weapon attack with plus 16 to hit, a reach of 15 feet on one target. It's going to hit for 15 or 1d12 plus 9 piercing damage, plus 13, 2d12 lightning damage. Next up, we have the claw. It's a melee weapon attack with plus 16 to hit, a reach of 10 feet on one target. It's going to hit for 18 or 2d8 plus 9 slashing damage. Pretty cool. Tail is a melee weapon attack with plus 16 to hit with a reach of 5 feet. One target, it's going to hit for 20 or 2d10 plus 9 bludgeoning damage. If the target is a creature, it must succeed on a DC 24 strength saving throw or be knocked prone. That is a very high save. Not super high for the levels that your character should be when fighting this, but it's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Now the steam breath. It's going to recharge on a 5 or a 6. It's one of those. The dragon turtle exhales steam in a 90-foot cone. Each creature in that area must make a DC 24 constitution saving throw, taking 67 or 15d8 fire damage on a failed save or half as much on a success. Being underwater doesn't grant resistance against this damage. This does not matter. It's going to boil the shit out of the ocean water.
So this thing has lightning in its bite attack and fire in its steam breath attack. So it's lightning in its teeth, fire in its belly. I fucking love this thing.
Yeah, this fire damage I think would be more accurately named as like heat damage specifically.
Yeah, right? Yeah, but I mean, yeah.
Right, but we have fire damage. Yeah. So that's what we're
we'll
call
it. I mean, it comes to the same thing. You're being burned alive.
Exactly, so. Yeah. And it's seawater usually, right? So, yeah. Or like a lake dragon turtle would be kind of cool.
That'd be cool.
Doesn't salt water have a higher boiling point?
It does.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'd be even hotter.
It's more hot than you would even think.
Legendary actions. The dragon turtle can take 3 legendary actions, choosing from the options below. Only 1 legendary option can be used at a time, and only at the end of another creature's turn. The dragon turtle regains spent legendary actions at the start of its turn. Attack. The dragon turtle takes 1 claw or tail attack. Or makes, not takes. Makes a claw or tail.
Yeah.
Move. The dragon turtle moves up to its speed. If the dragon turtle is swimming, this movement doesn't provoke opportunity attacks. That's pretty
sweet.
And it
probably is. It's probably swimming when you fight
it. It's probably swimming.
Yeah.
Or is near water. Boiling aura costs 3 actions. The dragon turtle radiates intense heat until the start of the dragon turtle's next turn. Whenever a creature starts its turn within 20 feet of the dragon turtle, that creature must succeed on a DC 24 constitution saving throw or take 98 fire damage.
That's a lot.
Being underwater does not grant resistance to this either.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I mean, it's hard to burn those 3 action points, but on something like this, it seems okay.
I mean, if you got, like, let's say it's a party of 5, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, everyone's got the ability to breathe underwater because they've been preparing for this fight, and you got a barbarian, a fighter, and a ranger that dual wield swords all up on this thing's grill. I mean, that's an easy 3 points to burn. It's like, all right, well, if you're going to be near it, like, you're going to have to make that amazing con save, or you're going to take massive fire damage.
Yeah,
being close to it.
No problem, really, in that scenario.
Yeah.
We got mythic actions. Now, this is only if you use the Blessing of the Sea trait, which means you have obliterated this thing's 450 HP. Now it has 350 more, and it gets these actions. So, mythic actions, they can be activated along, like, with legendary actions. So you kind of do this in the same timing.
Well, as legendary actions.
You get the bite. The dragon turtle makes 1 bite attack. And you get an armor.
Okay. Yeah. I see. Because in legendary actions, it can only make a claw or tail attack.
Right. So now we're adding
the bite. Because the one with that lightning.
Yes.
Yes. Nice.
Now it can do all of its attacks, which makes sense, I guess.
Sure.
In a way that it can do all the stuff it's meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
It would make more sense to me if it could also bite in the legendary action, but maybe it takes that extra.
It's because the bite is significantly better than the claw or tail, so they've tied it to the mythic action.
Mechanically, yes. Yeah. I just mean, like, if it can, like, swing its claw or tail, like, why not be able to bite?
Yeah.
But it can, if you kill it. It also gets something called Armor of Storms, which costs 2 of the actions. Lightning temporarily surrounds the dragon turtle, and it gains 40 temp HP, baby, until the start of its next turn. Mm-hmm. Until all these temporary hit points are gone, any creature that touches the dragon turtle or hits it with a melee attack takes 26 or 4d12 lightning damage.
Yep.
So this thing's going to have less HP, more output in terms of
damage
options.
Yeah.
Not any more action economy, really, but...
So
it is going to be putting out more damage.
This Blessing of the Sea thing, this whole mythic action thing, it's great for a DM because it's either like, do you want this thing to be a late game, like, mini boss, or do you want this thing to be a late game ending boss?
Oh, yeah.
Is really the difference here. I won't say spoilers for Super Quest Saga, but sometimes you need multiple phases in order, like, Sebastian is capable by himself of, like, burning through 400 HP on his fucking own as a paladin at level 15. This thing only has 400 HP, so giving it that second phase can upgrade it to, like, an endgame boss.
Yeah, that's crazy. This is a crazy, crazy monster that we're reading here. Fizzbands is such a cool book. I'm sad that it came, like, towards the end of 5e's life. Mm. I mean, it's going to be around for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And they're probably going to still utilize the Fizzbands material in D&D 1 or whatever we're getting next.
It's going to be 5.5. I'm just calling it 5.5 until someone corrects me.
It sounds like 5.5.
Yeah.
And the only people that are going to correct you, I think, well, people are going to try, but the only people that will be right about it is Wizards of the Coast when they tell us what the fuck it actually is going to be.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are panicking. It is test material. It's just a test.
Yeah.
And
I guarantee you they put a lot of stuff in there specifically to see how much it upset people.
Yeah, that's the first one,
because
right?
Because they want to get a feel for how the audience feels about things.
Yeah, and the controversy of it is going to bring some attention to
that
the game.
Too. Yes, definitely.
Will, where can I find the lair and stuff? Because I was in the bestiary, and the dragon turtle, it had data there about dragon turtles only and not about lairs.
Okay, well, I got lair actions and regional effects here. If you just scroll down. Scroll down to the bottom.
Let me go back to where I was.
Dragon Turtle layers, you see layer features, skip that. Layer actions, and then regional effects are at the very end.
Mine takes me to young Dragon Turtle, and then Dragon Turtle Wormling, and then nothing.
Okay, I got it here if you want me to read it.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so layer actions. As they are presented in the Monster Manual, Dragon Turtles don't have access to the layer actions while in their lairs. At your discretion, you can give an adult or ancient dragon turtle access to lair actions, increasing its challenge rating by 1.
Oh, okay.
On an initiative count of 20, the dragon turtle can take one of the following lair actions. The dragon turtle can't take the same lair action 2 rounds in a row. First action, blasting current. A strong water current moves through the dragon turtle's lair. Each creature within 30 feet of the dragon turtle must make a DC 15 strength saving throw or be moved 30 feet in a direction that the dragon turtle chooses. On a success, the creature is moved 10 feet instead. Entangling kelp. Strands of spectral kelp reach out to ensnare creatures in a 20-foot radius sphere. Centered on a point in the lair the dragon turtle can see, each creature in that area must make a DC 15 strength saving throw or be restrained until the end of the next turn.
I got it up if you want me to take back
You
over.
Can take over at Steam Eruption.
Steam Eruption. An eruption of steam. steam erupts in a fifth, if that wasn't... obvious. Yeah. In a 15-foot cone, from a point on the ground the dragon turtle can see, within 120 feet of it, each creature in that area must make a DC 15 constitution saving throw, taking 21d66 fire damage on a failed save. Will, could you look up the meters on 120 feet for me?
Okay.
so you're going to take 21 or 66 fire damage on failed save, half as much on a success. Being underwater doesn't grant creatures resistance to this damage. That's the ongoing theme here. It's heating up the water, you see.
You said it was 120 feet?
120 feet.
That's 36.5 meters.
Very good. and now we're on to regional effects. The region containing the dragon turtle's lair can be transformed by its presence, creating one or more of the following effects. Diverting currents. Aw, man. We didn't make any Finding Nemo references.
I know, we didn't. I just watched Finding Nemo. I just watched Finding Nemo with my son the
other
day.
You went to the aquarium and then you watched Finding Nemo. Mm-hmm, that's very good.
Yeah, it's such a good movie.
It is such a good movie. Is it showing its age for you?
Not at all.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It looked amazing to me.
I have seen clips of it play hither and yon, if you will.
And, hither and yon.
It kind of looks a little like it's not made for today's televisions.
I like old things.
Sure.
So, like, I don't know. Maybe that's why it didn't have an effect on me.
I didn't say bad. Is it showing its age?
I didn't notice, but
like
I was...
The Matrix lived for a long time without showing its age. And
sure.
And then, like,
now,
I feel like now you can
sure,
for
absolutely.
Sure see it.
Yeah. If it did, I didn't notice, but I was more paying attention to the script, dialogue, and character interactions than just loving it. Loving
the nostalgia has really kicked in for you on that one.
Yeah.
Diverting currents. Damn, we still didn't reference Crush. Crush likes the water go fast in Austria. It's Australia town.
Not Austria. That'd be...
Yeah, it's an Eastern Australian current.
Yeah, it is. Australia you said Austria, town. Though. You said
no,
Austria.
No, I meant to say Australia. Yeah, gotcha. I might have stumbled over my words. underwater currents, like the EAC, push unwanted visitors away from the lair. While swimming in these currents, each foot of movement costs 1 extra foot. That's 2 extra feet in difficult terrain. Even if the creature has a swimming speed. What is the conversion for a foot that we use for metric system?
Well, do you mean what is the closest unit? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yes.
It would be meter, which is like a little over 3 feet.
Okay. Well, yes, but when we scale back down, is it like centimeter? It's not centimeters, is it?
Generally, it goes from meter to centimeter.
Okay. So
like there are other ones in between, but no one ever really uses those as far as I know.
Okay. Yeah. I am but...
But 1 foot is 0.3 meters.
Nice. yes, I did know that.
Yeah, I know.
Elemental portals. Crevasses on the ocean floor within 1 mile of the dragon turtle's lair form two-way portals to the elemental plane of water, allowing creatures of elemental water into the world to dwell nearby.
Very cool.
Very cool. Very troublesome.
Very dangerous.
Yeah. Wow. What a thing. not very many dragon turtles around, huh?
I mean, how often do we spend time in the ocean in our campaigns? Not often.
Not often. Well, we just did one in space, which is like the ocean, but not wet.
There are space dragons in my setting, but none of them are turtlesque.
Do they make portals?
Maybe I'll change that.
They probably do. Hot water. Geothermal vents heat the water within 6 miles. What is that, like eight or nine kilometers?
I'll look it up.
It might be 10. Of the Dragon Turtle's lair to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Man, can you look that up too?
9.6 kilometers.
Oh, it's really close.
What else am I looking up?
You can get really close in a batch of 10 numbers when you say four of them.
100 degrees Fahrenheit, I'm guessing, is about 42 degrees Celsius.
I was going to say it's somewhere in the 30s. I'm going to show my knowledge here of what the rest of the world, the literal rest of the world does.
Here we go. 100 degrees?
Yes.
Oh, God. 100 degrees? 37. I overshot it.
Okay. I was thinking low 30s, so I win by Price is Right rules.
Do you? I was within five.
You have to be the closest without going over to win the Price is Right.
Then yes.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's always good to go.
I've never seen Price is Right.
You have to go. The strat is to go last, so the person that goes first always gets fucked up, right? Mm-hmm. Or if somebody will pick 1,000, right? And then the person that goes last will pick 1,001 and really bone that person, whoever it is. Now, if the dragon turtle dies, these effects fade over the course of 1d10 days. Now, Will, how many is 10 days in metric? That's a joke. Sorry.
I know.
And then here's a stat about Aramag that we've already read.
All right.
So that's the
end
of
it. Any questions about dragon turtles? Comments, concerns?
When is the one in my backyard going to get ancient and start doing cool shit?
A long, long after us and our show is probably gone.
This would not be a dragon turtle, but like a land-based one. Wouldn't that be cool to have like a dragon tortoise?
Yes, we have a wormling dragon tortoise that lives at our studio.
Yeah, wouldn't it be cool for the game to have one though?
Yes,
get at me, Wizards. You know what, Wizards? You give me a lot. You can have that one for free.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, Wizards, can you convert the stuff to metric in D&D Beyond so we don't have to? That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd
I wonder
be nice.
If I live in a European country, if it'll convert to metric for me.
That's a good question. I do not know.
Is this like a strictly American game that Americans play with their cowboy hats on?
If you buy a European version, depending on the language that you speak, does it come with metric already?
I'm sure that's something we can Google.
Please tell us in the comments.
Yeah, but you guys can let us know.
Let's get ready for a long rest.
Okay. Hey everybody, welcome to the Long Rest. This is the part of the show. That part of the show, you know, the one with all the boats. I played another game called Slay. It was a card game at Strategicon, and that was one of the this was the game I forgot that we did. It was like a Cards Against Humanity style game.
Oh, okay.
I forgot what it was called. Oh, but we're still good, cuz, or something like that. But we're still good, Ellipses.
Okay.
Was the name of the game, I think.
Okay.
And you something bad happens, and it's like Cards Against Humanity style. Like, gives you a prompt, you fill in the blank, and then everybody takes the challenge of, but we're still good after that prompt, and then you write something.
Oh, that's
and then
interesting.
The winner can get more points or whatever.
Gotcha.
And one of the cards I was holding for so long just said, you know the one with all the boats? And like, that's all it said. And I was like, fuck, how do I use this?
It's fucking hilarious.
I told no one, and now I'm telling all of you.
Okay. All right. Well,
Strategicon was fun. Gateway
Con
was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was cool.
We've got patrons to thank.
We do. Lots of them.
And thank you guys so much. We're going to be making a video specifically to update you guys on what's going on with our YouTube situation. Spoilers, mm-hmm. Not a lot. you guys are really making the difference here for us. And we'll kind of detail what that is in the YouTube video if you guys want to go check it out and give people kind of an update on what's happening with that. But until then, we want to thank the people that have come into support, because you're really, really making all the difference in our lives right now, I think.
Definitely.
So we got Keith DeVault, an annual patron.
Thank you, Keith.
Did we have fanfare for the annual?
You know, I think you brought this up last time. I don't remember what we decided on.
Annual. Keith DeVault.
Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, Keith. We got Aztec Steel.
Thank you, Aztec Steel.
Mapley Bacons.
Mapley Bacons?
Mapley Bacons.
Thank you, Mapley Bacons.
I liked saying that. Thank you, Mapley Bacons. We got Chubtoad. Chubtoad, an annual. All hail Chubtoad.
All hail Chubtoad.
All hail Chubtoad. Yeah, well, that's fine for this one. Maybe we'll just fucking improv it.
Every single time.
I know we did something last time.
We will
that was not
until
this.
We remember the last thing we did.
Yeah, which you'll all tell us about, maybe. Okay, we got Lauren Thompson.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren. Emmanuel Capello.
Thank you, Emmanuel.
Annual patron, Emmanuel.
Thank you, Emmanuel.
That's good. I like that. Okay, we got Nick Farrell.
Thank you, Nick Farrell.
Woo!
Woo! Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick. We got, this is Phoenix with an F. It's F-E-N-I-X. Uh-huh. Phoenix. Bah, 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 bah.
Thank you, Phoenix. Bah, 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 bah.
Shadar Jaeger.
Shadar Jaeger?
I want to say Jaeger because it's J-A-G-E-R.
I think so.
And it's Shadar like Shadar Kai.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I got that.
Shadar Jaeger. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Shadar Jaeger. We got The Last Mile.
Thank you, Last Mile.
The Last Mile.
Thank you, Last Mile.
Man, you're doing your thing again, Last Mile. You're crazy.
Thank crazy. You, Last Mile.
David.
Thank you, David.
We got B-Joy.
Thank you, B-Joy.
Woo!
Woo!
Thank you, B-Joy.
Thank you, B-Joy.
Oh, shit. They're here. We got Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes. Falcon Neil.
Thank you, Falcon Neil.
Falcon
Annual Neil. Falcon Neil. Thank you.
Thank you, annual patron Falcon Neil. Just so anybody that is not aware, subscribing annually is like sort of a way to like kind of like help us ballpark our yearly income a lot easier, you know, because you can Patreon for like a month and dip, right? And that's fine. We're cool with that. But like, in order to live on the money, it's way cooler to know. So please consider annual subscription if you're kind of already doing that. That might be the move.
Yeah.
But you know, no pressure. Just letting you guys know. And then we got Curtis Day.
Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you, Curtis Day. And then we also had a direct donor, so you can do that. We have like a PayPal link. People were asking us to make that so they could just like throw a chunk. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to throw chunks, I eat chunks for breakfast. we'll give Catherine Otto a bam 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 bam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Catherine Otto.
Thank you, Catherine.
Bam 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 bam. That was good.
Yeah, it was.
See,
it was.
You resisted this.
It's hilarious. It's difficult really good for me, but it's hilarious.
Hey, check out. I guess we're gonna make changes to merch soon, probably.
Yeah, we're in the works.
Yeah, it's a fluid. It's been a fluid situation since we started doing merch. But
my life is a fluid at sea.
Yeah, we.
It doesn't get more fluid than that.
It doesn't get. Well, we're deep like dragon turtles right now. Deep like digging. We are more fluid. We're riding the EAC, baby.
We
it's
are.
Pretty, it's but it's all. It's everywhere. We don't know where it's gonna push us away from the dragon turtle lair. I guess so. Let the current take you to our social media where you can follow us to get updates on when episodes drop and stuff like that. And we're working on some TikTok stuff. Like I tried TikTok and it got a little overwhelming for me, but with things clearing up, like Super Quest Saga is ending. And there are more projects in the works, but I think like my schedule is going to kind of calm down a little bit. So it'll be easier to do TikTok things. And Will and I are working together on it now. That'll come back. But there's also the Gram, baby, and Twitter, where you mm-hmm. can tweet things. You can reach out to us there. And then we have a Discord. If you like Dungeons & Dragons, want to talk about it, want to be more involved with the Dungeon Cast community in general, that's a great place to start. Go over there and check it out. It's really awesome. They're really great mods. Hey, mods, this is a heads up. I know that's not how it's supposed to work. I'm supposed to let you guys know that I'm shouting you out to bolster you against the wave of folks that usually come in when we say this. But yeah, that's it. Did I miss anything, Will? Is there any...
No, I think that was good. Oh, actually, yeah, there is one thing. There's one very, very big thing. You mentioned Super Quest Saga ending, and it is.
Yes.
Though there will be more to replace it as we go along. But if you are a fan of Super Quest Saga and you have interest in Super Quest Saga-related things, you are probably going to be interested in the Kickstarter we have going on right now for the setting of Super Quest Saga, which is dubbed Drakenstar. And if you're interested in a book that gives, you know, all the lore on the various monsters and the planets and the way religion kind of has its own unique thing going on in Drakenstar. We're going to have over like 92 alien monsters. We're going to have new class features, or I should say new class subclasses altogether. And we are actually working on a brand new class as well. But yeah, if you are interested in supporting that project, check out Drakenstar.com and go show your support.
That's D-R-A, is it 2K? It's 1K. 1K, D-R-A-K-E-N-S-T-A-R.com. I highly recommend you check it out. I've had the pleasure of kind of sitting back on this one and letting all the art roll in that Will's been commissioning. Great. Great, awesome work by all the artists. I'm really excited for how all of it looks. I've also had the pleasure of seeing all the prompts that Will's been writing and Dag. And really, really cool stuff. I'm excited. I'm also going to start writing for it probably pretty soon here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have some things to shore up on my end with Super Quest Saga. But yeah, please check out the game that we recorded. The campaign is ending. There's one more episode left to air.
That in the epilogue, so kind of two more.
Yeah, kind of too. And we are going to do a Super Talk Saga. There's a couple more Super Quest Saga things that are going to hit the feed, but the main story has one more episode. That is the official finale. It's coming. It's probably going to drop in a couple weeks here. So right around the time of, somewhere around the time of this episode airing in the future of it, it's going to be there. We don't have an exact date yet. I'm still working on it. It's going to be done soon. But it's there. It's happening. Go watch Super Quest Saga. It's been one of the coolest things we've ever done, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, I'm a person that doesn't like to watch shows before I know what the consensus is on how they end, and that might be cheap of me, but I will tell you from a person that takes that viewpoint on storytelling that this is something worth checking out. The ending was very fucking cool, if I do say so myself.
I agree.
So that's it. Let's call it a game.
Let's call it a game. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.